With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, let's go out to our SDCCU fan hotline. Welcome our handicapper for the season, Cash Meddy. Is back with us. Craig, good morning to you.
How's it going, guys?
What's up, brother?
Pretty good. Pretty good. All right, give us an inventory, an accounting, as it were, of how you're doing so far this season, because we're all about transparency in the Cash Meddy segment.
I'm 5-5, so I'm at 500, and I feel like if I could be, 500 for the first 4 weeks, I think I'll be fine. I'll be over 500. After that.
Right, you're gathering information, and then you'll use that information later in the season that you've collected to cash in. I understand that.
Yeah, you just don't want to get off to a terrible start. I don't want to be 5, 6, 7 games under 500. Then you're digging yourself out of a hole. But 500, that's fine. I mean, I've done better. I've done worse. I mean, that's just the way it goes.
So are we going all NFL this week? I mean, there's no rules to Cash Meddy.
You do what you want.
You don't want to bet on games you don't want to bet on. That's part of the way you lose money is you start throwing money in action that you shouldn't be throwing it at. So we're going all in NFL this week.
Yeah, I didn't like anything in the college. I mean, it looks like a pretty weak schedule this week in college. I'm going all NFL this week. I'll start with New England at Miami. This one's kind of interesting because I'm actually on both sides, but the reason I took New England -15.5 when it first came out, and I just thought to myself, like I talked about last week, I said if it's anything under 17, I'm going to take New England. Now the spread has jumped up to 19, so I'm actually hedging it.
Ooh.
And I'm taking Miami +19. So what here it could happen is I'm either going to go 1-1, which is most likely, and I'll just lose the juice. But I could win both if it falls on 16, 17, or 18, and I could go 1-0 if it falls on 19.
Oh, that's interesting.
That is one of those handicapper strategies that if you see a line that you think is going to move big time, you bet one way, you bet the other, and then you're just cheering really hard for a window.
Yeah.
Where you could go 2-0 on those bets, and it's the risk is minimal, the payoff is potentially big time in a game like that. All right, well, too late for everyone to get the New England line, but you do like Miami if they're getting 19 or more in that game. How about the San Francisco 49ers coming off a nice win in week one against the Cincinnati Bengals, who gave the Seattle Seahawks everything they could handle but came up short in their first game?
Yeah, I liked what I saw from Cincinnati. I think John Ross, he was, I think, a top 15 pick or top 10 pick for them. He finally look like an actual receiver for them. I'm taking Cincinnati -1. And what I like here in this situation is San Francisco last week traveled all the way to Tampa Bay. Now they're coming back to San Francisco. Now they're traveling back to Cincinnati. And since 2015, week two teams on back-to-back road games are 1-14 against the spread. So
Ooh.
I think the travel will get San Francisco here. So I like Cincinnati -1.
Benny, that's that information that you only get from Cash Meddy. I'm sure you could find it, but I'm not going to go digging for it. Thank you, Cash Meddy, for that pick. That is, I like that a lot, and the numbers don't lie, right?
Absolutely. I mean, it's just tough. You got to find spots that teams are traveling far, or another team's coming off a bye. They got extra rest, stuff like that. So I circle games. This is a game I circled early in the season. Or before the season even started, that's what I like to do. I like to get spots. I don't necessarily say, hey, Team A is playing Team B. Team A should beat Team B. That's not how I do it.
And then we've got the Saints and the Rams, two teams that almost feel like they're in the same division. They're not, but you have playoff meetings, regular season meetings. It's turned into an NFC rivalry. Obviously, there's going to be some resentment over the way the NFC Championship game played out with the blown pass interference call that led to all the rule changes in the NFC Championship game. What do you think is going to happen after both teams open with victories in week one?
Now, last week I was fading the Saints, because I felt like they were looking forward to this game. Well, this week I'm going to back them up +3. I think it went down to 2.5, but I got it at +3, the Saints. And I just like the revenge factor. I think the Saints are going to be better than the Rams. I think the Rams' arrow is pointing down. I don't think they're as good as people think. They probably will win their division, but I don't see the Rams as a Super Bowl contender this year. I still think the Saints are a Super Bowl contender, and I think they're going to be really focused on this game. They want the revenge. I like the Saints, and I'm actually even getting points. I think the wrong team is actually favored in this game.
Interesting, because Rams did look good. I agreed with your assessment, certainly going into the season, that this could be a letdown year for the Rams, one of those Super Bowl loss,
Super Bowl
hangover yeah. type seasons. I was impressed that they could go into Carolina, who I think is going to be a decent Carolina Panthers team this year, and got a win in week one. So it caused me to have a little more hesitation about this matchup, Craig.
Yeah, and that actually helped me out, because I think the spread, if the Rams didn't look so good in week one, I think the spread would have been less, maybe closer to maybe Rams only plus or minus one. But I got a whole field goal here. I like my chances. I mean, the Rams looked pretty good against Carolina, but I think Cam Newton looked really bad in that game. He was missing throws. His shoulder looks jacked up. I don't think he's healthy. But I like the Saints in this spot. I think they were maybe even overlooking the Texans, and you could see that in the first half. I believe the score was 14-3. They got it going. It looked like they're in a rhythm. So I like Breeze and the Saints. I think they're going to be focused for this game.
All right, Miami Dolphins, but you got the bracket there on the point spread with New England. You got the Cincinnati Bengals at home against the San Francisco 49ers, and you like the Saints as underdogs against the Los Angeles Rams. Paul tells me you also have a bit of a lean in the Bears-Broncos matchup. Not that I really want to watch that one, but go ahead, give us your thoughts quickly.
Yeah, I'm leaning the Broncos here, and this is also a game I circled before the season. I like Vic Fangio, who was the defensive coordinator in Chicago. I like him versus Trubisky. I think that could be a mismatch. The Broncos actually are getting 2.5 points, and the Broncos are 22-1 since 2000 in week one or two at home. And the reason why I think they have the advantage at home early in the season, the altitude, and I don't feel like teams are in the best physical shape in weeks one and two. So I think they're huffing and puffing, and I think that altitude plays a big factor in them. The only reason why I'm not taking the Broncos here is Joe Flacco. It's just hard to bet on that guy, because I could see it. He throws a pick six early. Next thing you know, you're down 10-0. And Chicago's defense is just too good that Flacco can't really overcome that. So if it gets, I don't know. I'm probably just leaning on that one. But could I say one thing real quick? Can I, give a
shout-out?
It's
your segment.
Yeah, do it. It's yours.
I'd like to give a shout-out to my wife, Angela. It's our 10-year anniversary today, so I just wish her the best today. I'm sure people had the under on that we went last.
Yeah, I mean, Craig, as a guy that has also outkicked his coverage, I tip my hat to you, sir. Craig's wife is very attractive, and Craig and I often sit and wonder how we managed to pull it off. Probably with his great gambling acumen, mine for other
that
reasons.
Is very attractive.
It's
I'm sure.
Very attractive.
Craig, good stuff. As always, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks.
Thanks,
much.
Brother.
A little Cash Medi on our SDCCU fan
Love
hotline.
Love Cash Medi, dude.
SDCCU has low auto loan rates, as low as 3.15% APR. Low rates means low payments. Apply today at SDCCU.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.